to those who refuse wisdom. In John 15, the Lord said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Jesus further describes the apostles as branches. Of these branches, Jesus said, I chose you and appointed you that ye should go and bear fruit. It is evident that the Father seeks fruit from his creation. In order to bear that fruit, mankind must allow the Spirit to lead them. When Paul described the battle between the flesh and the Spirit, he did so by describing what one does and what the other produces. The works of the flesh are fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousies, wraths, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. Galatians 5:19-21. And are fruitless works, which are not fitting. For those who practice the works of the flesh will not have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Therefore, let not a man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. For the things which are done by them in secret, it is a shame even to speak of. Ephesians 5:3-12. Note what Paul said then, when he said, Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee. Fruit is defined as the visible expression of power working inwardly and invisibly, the character of the fruit being evidence of the character of the power producing it, W.E. Vines. Jesus said, Beware of false prophets, who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. By their fruits ye shall know them, Matthew 7:15. Why are religiously minded individuals reluctant to believe that which the Apostle Paul said, Even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. What will you choose?